You cannot expect to experience higher levels of consciousness if you do the same things over and over and over again. So hello, everyone. Welcome in. This is Affirmations for Living. I am your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. And today, I'm going to be giving you an introduction into my new webinar series, Raising Your Consciousness. And then after that, I'm going to go ahead and bring our guest on, Rebecca Cherry, today. So if you have any questions about raising your consciousness or anything else, give me a call at 323-203-0815. So did you hear my opening statement? You cannot expect to experience higher levels of consciousness if you do the same things over and over again. And so that's what my series is all about. Raising your consciousness, becoming aware. And as you do that, that's how you become free. You must raise your consciousness. And in so doing, the real you is then revealed, and thus freedom comes, and you become what? A Christed being. And so if you haven't heard, starting April 7th, I'm going to have a webinar series. It's going to be 5 consecutive Sundays, and it's called Raising Your Consciousness. Do you know what consciousness is and why it's important if we are to become our Christ itself, if we are to move into this ascension, if you want to call it? It's really about becoming aware, being conscious, getting off of the autopilot that so many of us are stuck in. And you know who you are. You know you have, of course, most of us have the same jobs for years and years and years, but we have our favorite outfits we wear to those jobs. We have our favorite foods we eat. We drive the same route every day. We do these tasks not understanding that in this way of doing things, we've been deeply programmed. And then we have this false sense then of who we are. And so what I'm saying is, let's get out of this autopilot and discover the tools to unlocking the keys to a purpose-driven life. And so that's what the webinar is going to be about, the tools to unlocking the keys to a purpose-driven life, because it is your absolute divine right to live with purpose, to prosper, to create wealth. But do you understand? Do we know the tools to do that? You know, everyone's so familiar with this law of attraction, but there are so many other laws, as I've said before, that go along with this law of attraction, right? The law of reciprocation, of vibration, the law of gratitude. There's so many different aspects to all of this. So in week one, we're going to really delve into what consciousness is, understanding the 7 levels of consciousness and how we have to move through each of these stages. And when we then can do that, and you see just how normal it is to move through these stages. So understanding that where you are in life is probably one of these particular stages. And so you can, you know, stop beating yourself up and begin to love yourself right where you are, because isn't that what's so important? Understanding that we are divine beings, and so I have to love me exactly where I am and be grateful for exactly where I am and what I'm experiencing, and then take that and move forward. Understanding that everything really is just an event. It's not bad. It's not necessarily good. It is what it is, to move you through this thing called expansion. And so in week two, once we've discovered now what consciousness is, right, how to get off of autopilot and become aware, right? Because in this moment, what am I thinking in this moment is what I am not only creating, but what I'm pre-paving for my future. So understanding the law of cause an effect, that everything is on the outside, which is the effect, has been created internally. And guess what? That vibration of what you are creating is the cause. And so we're going to really begin to delve deeply into all of these aspects. And each session is going to be live. It's 90 minutes every Sunday at 10 o'clock Pacific time. But of course, there's a replay for it. So if you're not available to be in a live webinar, then you have access to the replay, and you'll be able to watch it at your leisure over and over and over again. In week two, as I was saying, now we're going to start to talk about connecting into your higher self. You know, in my classes and as a spiritual coach, people are always wanting to connect in to their higher self, because when you do that, guess what? The real you now begins to get revealed to you, because you're starting to connect in and now you're feeling the love, and you can then see those things that no longer serve you, those dysfunctionalities that you've mastered lifetime over lifetime. You now begin to detach from them. And so as we're raising our consciousness and connecting in, we're detaching from those things that really aren't who we truly are. And so that's amazing when we can begin to do that, because now we're awakening. Now we're becoming masters of self. And it's so important that we know our true purpose. But how do you know your true purpose when you're still under the mask of the illusion and you're allowing outside stimuli to dictate who you are? And so that's just two of the week's lessons that we're going to be going over, and I'll cover some more next week. As you know, Affirmations for Living is all about affirming a positive way of living. So go to my website, affirmationsforliving.net. Go on to products and services, and you're going to see the webinar. Click on it. It's $97 for 5 full sessions. They're going to be live. They're interactive. So you can ask me as many questions as you want. This is your opportunity to get face-to-face with me. It's on the internet. So anyone in the world who is listening to this, and I know I have listeners all around the world, so anyone who is listening to this, you can participate. Here's your opportunity. So go on and sign up. And if you sign up prior to April 1st, I will send you a free copy of my guided meditation, Awaken the Master in You. Awaken the Master in You has 9 ancient solfeggio tones embedded within it. And that allows you to balance your chakras and to begin this awakening process. So I invite you to go ahead and register today and receive that free guided affirmation. All righty, so we're going to move now into the second segment of my show, and that's with my guest, Rebecca Cherry. She is an artist and an author, and today we're going to learn the basics of being multidimensional, how it works and resonates in every way with who you are, how you live and experience your life, your relationships, even your health, supporting you with the tools, the guidance, and the information for maintaining a strong and healthy energetic immune system. And so we're talking about our energetic immune system. How fascinating is that? So we're going to take a short pause, and when we come back, she'll be joining us. Hello, everyone, and I am back. Of course, I'm your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige, and my guest today, Rebecca Cherry, has joined us. Hello, and welcome in.
Hello, and thank you for having me.
My pleasure. So, you know, there's so much about you, and we could probably talk a couple of hours about all the different things that you do, because you're an artist, a gifted and talented artist, where you make jewelry, but you're also an author.
Yes.
And a light worker by definitely. And so, goodness, tell us a little bit about all of these things that you do and how you came to be where you are today.
Wow, that would take a couple of hours. So I'll give you the short version. Well, as a child, I was very intuitive, mm-hmm. but I didn't know it like most kids. And so I could sense what other people around me were feeling and experiencing. It wasn't until I was about 15 that I started to understand what I was experiencing and feeling. Mm-hmm. around all of that. But I was also born highly artistic and creative. So I was always making things with my hands, whether, you know, I learned to embroider or crochet or sculpt or make ornaments. I wrote my first book when I was about 9.
Wow.
Didn't get published, but so I was always very creatively expressive.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. And it's just something I've always been very passionate about.
So now, when did you realize that you were metaphysical, spiritual, and that you understood this process or these processes? And when did you begin to wake up, basically?
Yeah, well, I was awake. I didn't understand it until about the age of 15 when my mother gave me a book on reincarnation. Mm-hmm. And that really opened the doors to my understanding, and nothing held me back. I was so intrigued and interested about 4 years later, I took my first class with a teacher and learned how to, hone my natural skills and abilities, mm-hmm. along mm-hmm. with learning some additional skills, energy work, iridology, reflexology, past life regressions, you name it. And it was, I experienced it starting at about the age of 19 to 20.
And that's so amazing because, so many people are not on their path at that young age. Of course, now we're seeing it more. But back when we were young, that wasn't the norm by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, I will have to say that I was living in L.A. at the time, and that probably helped. Although I'm not originally from Los Angeles. But my mother was responsible for really, kind of, maybe not with a clear intention, but out of curiosity, because she was curious and wondered. And as I learned through the years of studying and practicing and developing and honing my skills, the tables kind of turned, and I really helped her come to understand better that these things were real.
Mm-hmm.
And it helped her a great deal.
Wonderful. Yeah, I know about them being real. My audience knows that I've been visited by ET since I was 12. So my mom would say, they're here to show you something. Go with it.
Oh, wow. So very supportive.
Yes. Very supportive. I would watch her meditate literally with a bowl of water in front of her, and she could ripple the water. It's amazing. So we're going to be talking today about our multidimensional body system. Can you tell us what that is?
Yes. Your multidimensional body system is made up of several different levels or layers. And anyone who has read even just a little bit about quantum physics, it will be easy to understand, because quantum physics clearly demonstrates to us that we are actually made up of energy. There is no such thing as physical matter.
Mm-hmm.
And we also live in an energetic universe. We're all made up of the same energy. And we're all connected through that network or web of energy. But we, as in our physical body and personalities that we perceive, we're functioning at multiple energetic frequencies that are all vibrating in this paradigm that we call Earth, life on Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So many people simply don't perceive their lives beyond these five physical senses. However, I will say that most people are noticing that those perceptions are really expanding with, let's say, the synchronicity of, calling a friend and your friend says, "Hey, I was just thinking about you."
Things
absolutely.
Like
that are happening more and more. We're all really waking up. Our natural innate intuition is expanding, and we're connecting in this
mm-hmm.
way.
That's what I was thinking.
Anyway.
Connecting. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Understanding
that.
So, it's very interesting and very cool, because we are truly just pure energy. And as we raise our vibration, the awareness of that just gets that much more cemented for us, and understanding that. And as I was sharing earlier before you came on, raising our consciousness and becoming more aware, because you have to get off of autopilot. If you are to begin to create the life you want, you can't do it on autopilot. You really have to become conscious of your thoughts, your feelings, your vibrations, what you're sending out, understanding that everything is pure energy. So now, is that then, what is your energetic immune system?
Well, that's what I That's a term that I use to encompass your multidimensional body system. Mm-hmm. And the reason I use energetic immune system is because we are, since we are all made up of energy, existing, living, expressing, experiencing our lives in an energetic universe, just like our physical bodies, we need to maintain a healthy energetic immune system.
Mm.
Because we all are exposed to the full spectrum of energy in our world, whether it be negative or positively polarized and everything in between. You don't want those certain types of energies to stick to you on an energetic level. So there
Absolutely.
Are ways
yeah.
to clear it and transmute that energy, and I'm getting ahead of myself. So
now, that's okay. We're going to cover it all, trust me. So,
yeah.
you know, for the audience, I really want to clarify when we say multidimensional, because I understand yeah. that we exist at so many different levels, so many different sure. layers of who we are. I've actually left my body and gone to me in a parallel life on another planet at will.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, and then we have past lifetimes and we have us in this reality and we have us in other realities. It's just
sure.
quite complex.
Yes. Yeah.
So just for the novice, someone just, you know, trying to figure out what on earth are you talking about, give us your description of being multidimensional.
Okay. I do keep it simple because that's where we need to operate from on a day-to-day basis. And
mm-hmm.
so there are seven basic energetic templates to your energetic body system or your multidimensional body system. And the first is your physical body, which we know it's not really physical, but I'm going to call it by the terms that we are most familiar with. So you have your physical body, your emotional body, because everybody knows when you experience emotions, we can feel those at an energetic level, and we have chemical reactions at the physical level as well. You also have a mental body, your spiritual body. Then you have what a lot of people are not familiar with and don't talk too much about is what I call your higher heart.
I know. And yeah, that's an important one, too.
Very important. Extremely important these days, more important than ever, in my opinion. And then you have what I call the greater aspect of who you truly are, and that is what we are all currently emerging into. So the other layers that you referred to, those are, you know, not for everybody to have to concern themselves with right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to experience those, have those types of similar experiences that you and I have had throughout our lives, then, you know, they'll get there at the perfect moment. So.
Exactly.
So these energetic templates vibrate at different energetic frequencies, yet they interrelate as a whole. Just like our bodies, you know, we have many different physical functions, and hopefully they're operating in a cohesive and balanced way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so now the emotional body,
mm-hmm.
that is the body that holds our, well, obviously your emotions. So, and as I understand it, the mental body, there are some bodies that's where your dreams and things are held. Some hold your emotions. So these bodies all have functions and they kind of do different things and work in unison then, is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Okay. So I think that clarifies this aspect of being multidimensional. Can you describe the three? Is there a different element to it?
A different element as
Well, can you describe it, or are there different elements to the energetic immune system?
Well, yes, there are the different energy templates that, and through each of those templates, we experience our lives. So within the physical body, we have the physical experiences. And if you, as an example, you could be experiencing physical health challenges. However, those may be caused by an imbalance in the emotional body, as most disease or chronic health problems do originate at the emotional body template. So if you have, you know, long held resentments or anger, those can cause eventually some physical manifestations in the physical body. So the critical aspect to this is to, in maintaining a healthy energetic immune system, is to process, to first experience, you know, the vast range of life experiences that we come here to experience, but to move through them and then let them go. Take the wisdom of maybe, you know, being down with the flu for 3 or 5 days and understand that there was some imbalance or you needed that time to rest and recuperate.
Mm-hmm.
And then move on. The same is true for, you know, your emotional body. We're here to experience the full range of our emotions. Now, can they get extreme and exaggerated? Yes. But those are experiences that we need to learn something from. The purpose is to, again, bring it back into balance. And let move through the emotional experiences, learn whatever there is to take from it, let the rest go and move on.
And, you know, you're saying this, and the move on is so important because you have to understand if we've now talking about our incarnations and we may have had, you know, experiences in those lifetimes where we've had emotional issues and those now become trapped emotions and those can move with us lifetime after lifetime. So this work then to work on our energetic immune system, is it going to address every aspect of us at an atomic and subatomic level to release those emotions that are tied to past lives then as well?
Absolutely, to the extent that if you've come here to experience something, to gain greater wisdom, then, you know, you're not going to necessarily avoid it. That could take us into a whole different, you know, conversation. So we don't probably want to go that way. But
I know. And, you know, that's the thing about this. This subject matter is so intense and there's so many dynamics to it that it would take someone, I mean, years to study. Yeah. There's just so much. We are so much more than we perceive ourselves to be.
Yes. However, I will say with great news and the excitement is that the time that we're living in now, despite the tremendous chaos that we're all experiencing at every level, is that we're all remembering who we truly are, why we're here now, and what we're to do next. And so a lot of what, you know, used to happen in the ways that used to happen, boy, I'm being very vague with this, no longer needs to happen. We're kind of getting what is it for Monopoly? You know, you get your...
We got our go pass. We have that bonus card and we get to go pass go and collect $200.
Thank you. Yes. Except we get our free pass and we get to reclaim and remember the greater aspect of who we truly are and why we're here now at this crazy time on planet Earth. And what we're to do next. And that's the great thing. But that's also the critical reason why I want to get this information out so that people can understand, oh, this is what's going on. This is why it's so chaotic right now. This is why it's happening to me. But also there are solutions and easy remedies to what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's supposed to be easy. You know, I'm writing a book called You're Not Crazy, You're Awakening.
Right.
Because, you know, we shared some experiences earlier today. And, you know, we don't know what this process is going to look like for us individually. I can certainly share mine, and it's been quite the crazy experience, right?
Yeah.
But we can move through it with ease and grace when we know what is happening. And so someone like yourself, someone like me, who we've experienced these things, that's what we're here. We're showing and guiding and telling you, you know what, don't be afraid. You can get through it. And here are some easy techniques to help you in that process. When you find yourself in this place, this is what you should do at this particular point. And so that's wonderful. Now, this immune system and these elements, is this the same as the chakra centers?
No, they're not. Sorry if I spoke too soon in answering. No, these are the seven fundamental energetic templates that make up who you are at an energetic level.
Okay.
You know, we perceive some of them at different times, and that's changing, as I've already said. However, these templates do correspond with each of your seven main chakra centers.
For example?
But they're not the same thing.
Okay. So which one would our high heart, which chakra would the high heart?
Your high heart is up and to the left of your heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And the symbol for your higher heart is the it's the vertical infinity symbol.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. Lovely. Lovely. Yeah, I know. I do a meditation where I guide people into their heart, and then I move them to the tiny space of their heart, which is their high heart.
Yes, exactly.
And amazing place when you move there, and you can actually feel yourself. I can feel myself fall into my heart, and then I actually feel myself move up into the left and into my tiny heart.
Absolutely. I write a lot about the heart and the Taurus field, the energetic field out from the heart center in my Follow Your Heart, It's Smarter Than You Think book.
Mm-hmm.
And that's more information that
And we'll give out your books and all your information towards the end. Speaking of the Taurus field, you know, okay, I have to share an experience that I had because, well, it was with this. One morning as I'm waking up and I'm becoming aware, in my vision is a Taurus and superimposed over it is a heart.
Yes.
And to the right of it was a tetrahedron.
Mm-hmm.
The tetrahedron began to spin and it began to spin extremely fast, and up out of my body I went, and out into the cosmos I went. The Taurus was gold, the heart was red, and the tetrahedron was purple.
Wow.
And up and out of my body I went, and I went so fast. I'm like, oh my goodness, where am I? Where am I? And I'm dangling out in the space with the stars. I was in shock, and I didn't expect that because I just looked at it, and it started to spin, and I took off. And I'm like, in the name of Jesus, bring me back. Yeah, you have to be prepared for these things.
Yeah, that's amazing. I first became aware of the Taurus field not through research, but through experiencing it at a physical level in one of my meditations. And I was astounded not long after, as I started, I don't know how I even came across the science behind it, or not behind it, but the science that has been discovered in recent years. And I was like amazed. So I had to write about it.
Yeah, it's fascinating. And the name of that book again?
It's Follow Your Heart, It's Smarter Than You Think.
Absolutely. Well, the heart has 40,000 brain cells, so it definitely is smart.
There's so many. People are shocked when they read the science that's been discovered about that not only the energetic field that emits from our physical hearts, but the same Taurus field, energetic Taurus field, is also emitted by every atom of everything, and our planet, and our galaxy.
Interesting.
And on it goes. And this is the energetic field that we are you know, all connect through.
Wow. Okay. We'll have to have you back on just to discuss that book, because
it's amazing.
It's, you know, it's the heart. People don't even understand how important and that information is. Okay. So, what then are some simple things that we can do to begin to maintain our energetic immune system?
Yeah, you know, there are some really great simple processes or techniques that I've learned along the way, and I've also developed and integrated into my own life for myself and my son. And especially with, you know, the overwhelming amount of information that we're being bombarded with through our media, you know, the chaos in the world, people are really feeling the strain and stress in their daily lives and at every level. But there's some really easy ways. My new book is coming out in about a week that will easily teach anybody how to integrate all these techniques and processes into their own life. But a couple things that I do every day is I energetically protect myself and my son and my home. And I've done this for many, many, many years. It's very easy. It's very simple. You can do it while you're in your car. That's one thing. I also place, hold on a second.
Okay.
I do that. I also do in the evening, I clear the negative energy at every level from both my son and I do it at the same time for both my son and myself, multidimensional body system. And I have a easy little, I'll call it a prayer, that you can release all of that negativity at every level.
Absolutely.
You know, so it takes 2 minutes to do these things.
Well, you know, and you're saying that it's exactly what I do every day. I definitely, first thing in the morning and before I go to sleep, I clear my energetic field in all time space continuums, right?
Exactly.
And it's so important that we ground ourselves. And now I find what's really interesting that not only am I grounding to Mother Earth, but I'm grounding to the cosmos. And so I'm actually creating an infinity symbol. And so, and the X crosses over my heart. And on my in-breath, because, you know, we do our pranic breathing, on the in-breath, I'm sending this, and I see this white light creating like a line going up into the cosmos, curving back around, coming down, crossing over my heart, going down, connecting into the crystalline grid, coming back around. And I do that 4 times. I create this infinity symbol right over my heart, connecting me to both, because guess what? We're galactic beings, right? Heaven knows I've been out there enough times.
We're universal beings.
We're universal beings, yes.
We're not even, you know, we're moving into limitless creation and limitless perception, and the boundaries are falling away, you know, and so it's just like most people will admit or agree with me when I say, you know, linear time is
gone.
Practically, yeah, exactly, gone. And the reason is, and a lot of my friends say, oh, it's early Alzheimer's onset, or, you know, I'm getting older. And I'm like, no, that's not it. My son, when he was 12 or 13, was having the same issues. It's, you know, we're being, our perception is being brought into the moment. And when you can get into the moment, and I have recently developed a new technique of sliding into the moment and knowing that everything is absolutely perfect as it is.
Well, and that is that's so true. And God is in the current, in this present moment. Creation happens. Everything, because if you're energy, you have to stay focused and be right. Where am I? Here. What time is it? Now.
Yes, it's true. But it's not easy for most people to just bring their attention into the moment. But it's a very simple thing to do. And once you experience it, you'll want to do it over and over and integrate it into your, you know, into your daily life.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So along with those couple of things that I've also mentioned, mm-hmm. I always, always spend a minimum of 10 minutes each morning meditating. And even if some of your listeners don't know how to meditate or are like, I don't have 10 minutes in the morning, you know, go sit in the sun for 5 or 10 minutes before you get into your car to go to work. Or whatever it is, go sit under, you know, go look at the flowers, appreciate a bird flying by, connect with nature. It will do so much for you in bringing you into the moment and grounding you, like you talked about.
Absolutely. Yeah. Go hug a tree. It's so important. Meditation, I can't imagine not meditating every morning. It's vitally important to our spiritual health that we connect in. You know, yeah, very, very important. Now, what kinds of things in our lives can negatively affect our energetic immunity?
Oh, my goodness. Unfortunately, a little too much these days. So that's why I always recommend turn off the TV. Don't expose yourself to the nightly news, especially before you go to sleep, because there's so much negativity, and it just seems that there's, the media wants to share the most horrific and tragic stories.
But you and I understand why, because if we understand that everything is energy, and if we keep you vibrating at a lower vibrational energy and frequency, then what are you doing? You're attracting more of that gunk to yourself. But if you raise your vibration and understand that you can create the abundant, prosperous, joyful life that you want, then what do they lose? Control.
Yeah.
And so I haven't watched the news in probably 15 years. There's nothing that serves me. I'm very aware of what I watch on television. I don't allow violence in the home. I don't watch anything like that. And they're really tricky. They'll even put it in video games, and your kids don't think anything of, you know, cutting someone's head off, seeing the blood spew. And it's like, oh, cool, I just made some points.
That's one of the worst for me. I have a real problem with, you know, our entertainment industry. I love movies. I love music. But, again, it's all raising the level of our awareness to a conscious level now, so we truly understand what's going on, why it's going on now, why we're here now, and what we need to do next. Not what we need to do next, but what we want to do next, you know, from our heart. Because we're all here to remember what's in our hearts and what we came here to share at this time that only we can share in our own unique way.
Agreed. What?
So not watching the news is certainly, you know, at the top of my list.
I would agree.
Yeah.
That's for sure, because we have to be, you know, your subconscious doesn't know the difference. And so all of this information's going in, and your subconscious doesn't know if it's true or not true. It believes everything that it hears, sees, feels to be truth. And that's how you're falsely programmed.
Exactly.
They know that. It's time that we know that.
It's the software to your hardware. So we have to be very careful, you know, just like our computers. You don't want to get a virus. You know, it's the same with some of the media that we can be exposed to.
Exactly.
So,
now, can any other people do anything to help you maintain your energetic immunity? And then I'd like to ask the opposite of that. Can any other people do anything to mess up your energetic immunity?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm going to answer the second question first, because it follows with, you know, what kinds of things can negatively affect us. And yes, other people that we work with, we live with, or, you know, you could be behind someone at the grocery store who's just had a big fight with someone, or is angry or upset or frustrated. And because of this Taurus field from our hearts that I mentioned earlier, you know, it goes out for as far as 15 feet from our physical bodies. We're constantly coming into energetic contact with all kinds of people, you know, that we might pass walking down the street or in a store. So it's not to say that you're always vulnerable to picking up someone else's energy, but you are energetically vulnerable if you're not adequately protecting yourself on an energetic level. So that's why it's important to learn these easy and simple ways to do that on a daily basis. That's one way. And then we all know through our relationships and interactions with other people, conversations, interactions, we can, I don't want to say be subjected, but we can sometimes allow ourselves to take on their energy and then react to it at an unconscious level.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, going back to the emotional body and recognizing the difference between someone else's emotions and my emotions, and when you bring that up to a conscious level, you will start to recognize it immediately and be able to respond from who you truly are rather than react to the other person's emotions.
And that's so very important that we become, that we stop being reactive in all yes. aspects of everything that we do. And we have a minute. I'm just going to share a quick little story with you because it told me how to disconnect from an uneven temper. One day my audience, they've heard this story before, so bear with me, guys. I was driving to my store, got a flat tire, and I let that bother me. To make a long story short,
yeah.
Tire was fixed. I'm home. I go to sleep. My husband's in California. In the middle of the night, an outside voice says to me, disconnect from an uneven temper. And it woke me up. And I'm like, excuse me, did someone say something? Who's in the house? And the voice said, disconnect from an uneven temper. And I said, oh, you're talking about what happened earlier. And they explained to me that we aren't to be reactive, right?
Yeah.
We're supposed to stay within our hearts, stay balanced and centered in the space of our hearts, and nothing has control over us, but we stay in control and mastery when we disconnect from everything that's outside and that would pull us away from being in our heart space.
Yeah.
So very important lesson. Indeed.
And also, I like to say, look, the universe works in mysterious ways. You getting a flat tire may have, helped you avoid getting into a car accident or something.
Oh, absolutely.
We don't always know why something like that happens. So always keep that in mind.
That we bless everything. And that was another experience that I had, actually. I was at a store, and I was leaving the parking lot, and I was on my way to go to my store that I owned at the time, and a voice said, go home. And I said, well, why? I'm halfway in between home and the store. I'm going to go to the store. And the voice said, go home. I said, no, but I'm in the lane to turn left. The voice said, but we're keeping the lane to turn right clear. Go home. I'm like, okay, fine. I'm going home. I went home, pulled into my garage, put my things away, came back to my car. I didn't start. I'm like, oh, thank you. You allowed me to break down in my garage and not on the street. Blessings. Thank you. I'll pay attention.
That's a great example.
So
exactly.
Yeah. Get tuned and tapped and turned on, and then the guidance comes for sure. Are there any closing things? Let's give out all your contact information and some closing ideas that people can do to really understand the energetics of their immune system.
Okay. I would, the most important, maybe the three most important things that anyone can start doing today, tomorrow, is meditate every day. If you don't know how to meditate, you can learn how to meditate very easily. I have a meditation tutorial on my YouTube channel. Or sit and be quiet, turn off your phone, close the door, no electronics, and just think about and feel what you really want from your heart. Just start mm-hmm. to get to know yourself. Spend more time in nature and learn how to clear and release the negative energy at every level, along with learning how to protect yourself energetically. Those mm-hmm. are my three top tips that everyone needs to implement and integrate into their daily lives. You'll find a lot of this information on my new website, which is, I don't know if you want that information now.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. It's just Rebecca-Cherry.com. And I don't know if you'll have a link on your website for that, or if I need to spell it out.
I'll have a link.
Okay, good. All right. And if anyone wants to contact me directly, it's just my email is rcherry@rebecca-cherry.com. And I'd be happy to hear from anyone. Any questions, they can comment on my blog, on my website. And again, as I mentioned, I've got a couple other books on the website, Follow Your Heart, It's Smarter Than You Think, and another book called Notes from the Universe, and my new book that's coming out next week, you'll find on my website as well. And I'd love to hear from anyone. I'm happy to help in any way that I can.
And you have beautiful jewelry, by the way. So if you're into gems and, you know, because they have lots of power in themselves. So that's another wonderful thing to get into, gem energy.
Love is just one of my favorite things because, you know, the gems are little pieces of Mother Earth. Mm-hmm. And it's a great way to connect with her and her wisdom at this time. So I highly recommend that, something I love to do, and it's another way to get these messages out. And also I have my new workshops and retreats in Italy starting in August. So if anyone's looking for a great way, or a great excuse maybe, to go to Italy.
There you go.
You can visit the website and check out all the details about those upcoming events.
Sounds lovely. I want to thank you, Rebecca. This has been a pleasure. And I know we will talk again real soon. So take care. Okay.
Yeah, it's been a great experience. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
So, everyone, there you go. Just amazing information once again. And I want to share with you, you know that I have the app. So if you have a smartphone, you want to download the app Awakened. That way you can listen to the shows on the run, on the go, and you don't have to be trapped down to a computer. So that's Awakened, Awakened, and you can listen on the go. And next week, we're going to cover the week 3, 4, and 5 of my webinar series. So if you haven't yet registered, do so at affirmationsforliving.net. It's going to be a 5-week course on raising your consciousness. We're going to talk about these things and so much more so that you really have all the tools you need to create the life that you want and the life that you were here to have. It is your God-given, right? In fact, until next time, be blessed, stay safe, take care. Bye-bye.